The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We're going to close the show today with a Michigan artist, and it's Bob Seger. You probably never heard of him, but he's from the Motor City, and he's got a song called Hollywood Nights that I picked because my daughter Emily moved out to Hollywood, and she was just home last weekend for the wedding, so I'm already missing her, so I want to do a little Bob Seger Hollywood Nights, if you don't mind that, Jop.
No, that's all good. Bob's one of my favorite names, of course, and he's also a great artist.
You're so foolish. Anyway, so make sure you check us out on Facebook, and it's the Grillin' Guys it's Facebook / the Grillin' Guys. And if you do, the first five people that friend us here are going to get Kogel Vienna certificates, and I think each certificate gets you two packs of Viennas, doesn't it?
It does, and they're
is a beautiful value.
Well, it is.
It's a real Kogel.
Yeah, those are about $5 a pack in the store because it's the Viennas. It's not their processed hot dog. It's the Vienna with the natural casings on them, the one that snap when you cook them, and they go really good on a Wolf grill or a Tech grill or a Weber grill, any of them. There's a variety of them out here that you should get out here to Garrett's at 2410 28th Street Southwest. We're on Byron Center and 28th Street. We've got a big grilling sale going on out here. You guys, there's over 50 grills out there in a tent. We got the grilling rig going. You've got to come by. There's great deals. They're going to build a grill for you for free if you buy it, so it's ready to use when you drive out of here.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit us on thegrillingguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Grillin' Guy on Twitter. And our website, The Grillin' Guys, and it's grillinguys.com. It's actually a blog. You can check out any section in it, and that website is deep. It's made by High FX Media. It's deep, but it's a blog. You can literally log on and leave a comment, and we'll get back to you. Like if you think our beans stink, you know.
Right. Well, those are after they're processed.
Oh.
Yeah, potentially they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of beans, last week when you threw the party for your son's graduation, we were dealing with mosquitoes a little bit out there. Bob lives in the woods. And, Bob, you ran across a little gadget that you bought that worked really well out there for the party. You know, I would imagine with the graduation parties coming up, a lot of people are having it in the next week or two. Everybody's going to be dealing with this issue. What was that thing you found?
Well, first of all, my daughter ran down to a Forest Hill Foods and bought some torches, some little tiki torches with some of this really cool stuff. That actually drove them away, too. I wish I would have thought of it, but thank goodness Emily got those for us. But what I found online and I have ordered now is the mosquito repellent lantern, and it's made by Thermocell, and it's just this cool little lantern. It's like $31.99, and I think if you get like four of those things out there, they've got about a 30-foot range. You could drive those buggers away because I'm telling you, the mosquitoes, with all the rain we've had, the mosquitoes are just crazy this year.
They're the size of 747s. I mean, your house sits in the woods, and they were just everywhere until we got that stuff going, and then it was a lot better.
And you know what? I laid out so much mosquito spray, the Repel yard spray.
Right.
I mean, my house is like a toxic dump site now because I sprayed for a week every night before that. And this is better. You don't have to lay out the chemicals. It's called Mosquito Repellent Lantern from Thermocell.com. And you can see them on our Facebook page.
What'd you grill last week? You said you did the pork butts, and then you also did some brisket. Do you have anything else on the grill last week that you were doing?
Gosh, I don't know. I did so much stuff, but I'll tell you what, we had probably 250 people show up, and four butts and two briskets are not enough.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I was standing there helping you serve that.
I appreciate that.
And it turned out good. But, you know, what I was going to talk about is some beer-grilled chops. I did some pork, and I marinated it in a quarter cup of soy sauce, a beer, a little brown sugar, and some fresh grated ginger, a couple tablespoons of ginger. Put that in there, and I let that pork soak in that for about an hour, and then I took them out and brought them up and cooked them to about 160, 165, and I tell you what, that pork was fantastic. Easy little marinade, soy sauce, a beer, brown
really
sugar,
good.
And ginger. Yeah.
What kind of beer did you use?
You know what? I used a one that we had left over from Arcadia. when they were up the last time.
Well, it's awful hard to throw a nice Arcadia in there.
Well, I tell you what, it added some great flavor, though. But that's the cool part about all this is you can, whatever you have that you like, you can put that stuff together, and it really imparts a nice flavor.
You know, I wanted to send a little thank you out. We had Maggie's wedding on Friday night, and the weather held up for us. And we did it at Deer Run Golf Course out in Lowell, and I just want to say a big thank you to everybody at Deer Run because the food was phenomenal, okay? If you're planning a wedding, that big lodge out there worked out perfect. We had 200 guests in there, and what'd you think of the food at Deer Run?
Oh, it was very good, and some of it was grilled.
Oh, my
actually,
gosh.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That tenderloin, that beef tenderloin, I still have people calling me just wondering, you know, how we pulled that off. We didn't do it. Deer Run did the whole thing.
Yep.
And we saved a bunch of money versus the expensive wedding hall out there. So,
right.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. We had a wonderful time. Maggie and Ramsey Sharoof are now off to their new lives as married people, and I got a new son in the Marines.
You know, coming up, we're going to do a little segment of Man Law here in a couple minutes to right here at the end of the show. But it's been a really busy week for you, and you came out of it pretty good.
I was
proud of you because it was a crazy weekend last weekend.
Well, but you really helped out. Setting up that arbor was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to build your daughter an arbor, build it out of wicker.
Yeah.
If you don't need to have a sky crane, it'll really help out.
Yeah.
Have we covered everything? We chicken balsamic, I've got a real quick one for you. I made some chicken here for my tech was out on loan, and I had to use my old Phoenix, and I was panicking. So I marinated the heck out of these skinless, boneless chicken breasts for my sister-in-law, Marcia. And what I did was I took some olive oil, and I threw in a bunch of some of that nice balsamic that we got from the olive press. And I threw in also a half cup of, about a third of a cup of lemon juice.
Okay.
And then I threw some ginger and some garlic and just salt and Lowry salt and pepper. And I'll tell you what, I marinated those breasts for about a day. They got kind of dark because that balsamic, you know,
right.
As you know, it's pretty dark. So they came out a little bit dark, but that sweet balsamic was so good versus just what I've been using, wine vinegar.
Right.
Man, that took it to a whole new level.
Okay, we're going to go to a little man law. Here we go. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man.
Okay, man law number six, under no circumstances.
Now you're a man.
And listen to this, Randy. This applies to you. Under no circumstances may two men share an umbrella.
You got to hold it for the ladies. But you can't get under there with another guy. One of you got to tough it out. It just is wrong. It's raining.
With all the rain we've had, I just thought that one was appropriate because I've been carrying a lot of umbrellas lately, and I probably haven't carried one for you, and we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of raining, people are raining into Garrett's Appliance like crazy here. This place is filling up. We're out here at 2410 28th Street Southwest on the corner of Byron Center and 28th Street. We got a grilling machine going on out here. There's about 40, 50 grills out front. We're going to have a little throwdown here in about 10 minutes where Barbecue Bob is going to take on the Wolf Grill Rep and the Tech versus the Weber. The three of them are going to throw down, and you're going to be the judge. Come on out here, try some of this food, and see whose grill is producing the best meat.
That's the genius of this whole thing that Garrett's is doing today. The people testing and tasting all the meat, they're going to get fed for free, and then all they have to do is say what they like, and that's pretty easy. Vote for Tech.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess if you got the microphone, you can throw in the plug for yourself.
All right. I don't want to be shameless. Hey, listen, we've had a great time at Garrett's Appliance. 2410, we're in Granville, 2410 28th Street Southwest. This is Bob Seeger. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week. Good day.
See you, everybody.